Blog Talk Radio.
Crystallized old nights when I think twice. I love long summer nights, full record deep, and I still get stage fright. Small times to the big city nightlife.
If you don't like what I say, fly away, fly away. If you don't like what I say, fly away.
Back out of ATL. So let's get it started tonight. I am your host, Big Bap. Let's go ahead and get into it. Go ahead and get comfortable. It is beautiful tonight, so I hope you are nice and snuggled up with your boo. Get you a nice, strong drink. Personally, I got me a little, I'm not going to tell you the liquor that's in it because, like I said, they're not sponsoring me, so they don't pay me for it. But I made this nice, beautiful peach tea with a nice whiskey that's up in here. So, you know what I'm saying? I got me a nice little hot toddy going on tonight, and we're chilling. And, you know, I want to give a shout-out to Uppity Edibles who came through. They make this nice, beautiful concoction for us, so we are enjoying this tonight. And, baby, when I tell you it is hitting. So shout-out to SEB Catering and Uppity Edibles for coming together and making this drink for us tonight. So let's go ahead and get into the fun part, the good part, the great part. Let's go, because we've been away. We took a little bit of time off. As always, I tell people all the time, you cannot be great unless you choose to go get yourself great and get great and be great. And so in order to be great, you have to take some time away just so you can get great within yourself. We are always pushing the envelope about what we do for everybody else. But you cannot be great until you recognize greatness in yourself. You cannot be self-sustained until you learn how to be self-sustained in yourself. You cannot be whole until you learn how to be whole within yourself. So in this November, learn how to become whole. The numbers 1, 1, and 1 should still be popping up all over your phone. Learn how to become whole. Learn how to become one with oneself. It's a great month for that. It's a great energy for that. It's a great time to be a little bit selfish. And if somebody's mad at you for being a little bit selfish because you finally decided to put you first, baby, they are not meant to be around you in the first place. You cannot make somebody stay that they don't want to be. I tell people all the time, if you got a spouse and your spouse don't like coming home, change the locks. You don't come here. Go down to the post office and change forward their mail to wherever they regularly frequent. So you can go ahead and tell the people, no, they don't live here. They don't get their mail here. How you know they don't get their mail here? Nigga, I changed your address. And that go for a woman or a man. This is not just help that I give to a woman. I give this advice to a woman or a man. It is nothing wrong with telling somebody you no longer reside here. It is nothing wrong with claiming your independence from a relationship. I don't care if that relationship is the job. I don't care if that relationship is the county. I don't care if that relationship is parental. I don't care if that relationship is religious. It is always okay to claim your sovereignty because at the end of the day, you are whole in yourself. There is nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with understanding who you are and what you want to be. Because everyone's going to give you their advice, their interpretation, their understanding, their philosophy, their mental constructs, their overall brief synopsis of what they believe the world to be, and their small, minute understanding of everything that is going on with what is now you. Listen to what I said. I said everything that is now you, because people are going to give you sound advice that has nothing to do with you, has nothing to do with your life. People ask me all the time, what makes you different between the people who are out here that claim to be in the lifestyle and those who are not? I said, those who are claiming to be in the lifestyle, they just out here trying to get fucked or fucking. Those who are of the lifestyle understands the difference. And I don't have to go into detail to give you the difference, because if you are around it, you will see it. And when you understand it, you are it. It is just like when you go to be an AKA. You don't go be an AKA, and then when somebody who don't understand how to be an AKA show up, you let them get credit for being an AKA when they really a Delta. No. You don't let somebody be your supervisor at work who don't got the title of being supervisor. See, we are so quick to anoint people who don't have the ability or the capacity or the even intellect to do what it is that they said they came to do. So when a person like somebody like me challenges them, it puts them in a very remote place to be dissonant with themselves because they are no longer in one with themselves. They're now competing with me, and I'm no longer competing because the competition never started. I was here to have a conversation. See, when you get the wrong C words and then you try to come see somebody about something that you heard that they said that they heard, that you don't even know what you saw because you wasn't there. So now you are fighting somebody and you don't have all the information, but you said you wanted to conversate, and I just don't understand where we're starting at. See, some of y'all need to start checking some people in your circle. It might step on their toes and hurt their feelings a little bit, and you don't have to cuss them out to understand your point, because it doesn't matter whether you overstand, understand, or understand, we're going to get something to stand on, and it's going to be me and you having the same agreed or disagreed stance. See, it hit a little bit different when you get past the bullshit. See, everybody want to throw these philosophical dream bullshits out. They want to throw this stuff out like it's a one size fits all. And let me tell you, let me say this, because I tell people all the time, I'm not racist. I don't try to play the racist card. I do recognize it when it's being done to me, but at the end of the day, I don't really care about really having to address it in you, because those are your problems and your plights. But I do have a problem when I start seeing people all of a sudden start referencing black leaders or black historical cultural attachés, to say the least. And then all of a sudden want to say, oh my God, I want to quote this person because I feel like it will help. Let me explain something, y'all. And I'm gonna say this because I want to address the Aaron Rodgers. Hold on, y'all forgot I got to do my opening. Fuck Stephen A. Smith. I almost didn't get that in before the first commercial break. So y'all know that's my opening right now through the holiday season. But I'm so tired of these people who don't have black in mind, who don't grow up thinking black, who don't want to be around black, who does everything to change their perspective of being black, who, if you really put them in the hood, they probably wouldn't survive. They probably get shot just because the sun came up. I'm talking about those types of people. I don't really care whether you're white, black, Asian, Filipino, everything in between. None of that matters to me. What I understand is you don't identify with black. Unless it's money. You don't identify with black unless it's sexual. You don't identify with black unless it's entertaining. That's when you identify with black, or when it's an opportunity for you to feel like you gave back to the struggle. I'm okay with all of those things and all those reasons. But this is the tangent of me. I wanted y'all to open up with my mindset. We have a lot to get to tonight. We have a lot to cover. We have a lot to talk about. Of course, I know we have Black History's World History is getting ready to come up tonight. We have what day it is, birthdays, and tonight's topic is if you send out a masturbation picture, do you get excited knowing that the person is thinking about you? And we're going to cover that topic from a lot of different angles. I sent this out to several of my friends yesterday. And I'm not going to put them on blast, but I'm going to give some kind of feedbacks to some of the things that they said, because I just really thought it was really interesting, some of the points that they came up with this main topic. So, you know, later on tonight when we get into this main topic of that, I really want to hear y'all opinion. So the number tonight to call in is 563-999-3090. Again, that's 563-999-3090. Before we get ready to go to commercial break, because we do have that coming up in the next minute or so, I wanted to let you guys know that we have made some changes. There are going to be some great things coming up. There's going to be a lot of changes that's going to happen in the change of the calendar year with just my businesses, my brand. I'm so thankful for my friends, my family who supported me in a lot of the transitions that we did. And so, like, I don't want to take long on this because I don't want to give everything out at one time because there's a lot. I mean, when I say it's a lot, it is a lot, y'all. But I just want to say thank you to every single person. I want to say it on the air. I wanted to have it taped. I want people to be able to go back and say, no, you can't never say that he didn't say thank you. I just want to say thank you to every single person who we had to give back refunds to over the last couple of years due to the pandemic, just due to my daughter being born, just due to getting married, lifestyle changes, just everything that just happened in the last 2-3 years where we had to kind of put Luxuria and the different businesses on pause and really just kind of change up a lot of things. I just want to say thank you to everybody who just stayed supportive, who continued to support, and who just sent people our way. I am so thankful. I am so happy for all of those who did. Secondly, I'm not going to go into names of individuals, but I do want to say thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our investors. Thank you to our people who donated. And thank you to people who just wanted to give over the past year, whether it was money, whether it was gift giveaways, whatever it was that you did that you helped contribute to the show. We just want to say thank you from the bottom of our heart. A lot of the things that we did, we couldn't have did without you guys. So I've been in a real Houston mood lately, so I'm going to do this. This is one of my favorite Houston-based songs of all time. It has two of my favorite entertainers in hip hop of all times on it. I don't care what your list is, but this is kind of my list. So enjoy this song, and I hope that y'all find a reason to just smile a little bit.
Go get some stuff you're gonna see that's gonna make it hard to smile a little bit. Whatever, through all the rain and the pain, you gotta keep a sense of humor. You gotta be able to smile through all the things.
I like fast, be close, catch. A deep space for trash. Bitches for action, play back. In the midst of mashes, no fairy tales. For this young black man, who see me stranded in this land of hell, jail, and crack stays. Hustle and heart and take the culture. Or the repercussions while busting on backstabbing vultures. Selling my soul for material wishes. Fast cars and bitches. Wishing I live my life a legend of more than lies and bitches. Watch that shit, pay no sympathy. My childhood years was spent burying my peers in the cemetery. Here's a message to the newborn, waiting to breathe if you believe in the catchy. Just look at me, my kids all off, so like the hard cap gone. Living in the project, broke, no lights on. To all the things that follow me, protect your essence, it's more with that. But you still pressing, just mad for me now. Your thoughts slowly, you won't break as I rush, and I can walk through the days that are done. I often wish that I could save everyone, but I'm a dreamer. Have you ever seen a nigga who was strong in the game? Overlooking in tomorrow's and if I see game, back on job for some reason, I'm still dealing. Turning circles in my ninth grade, dealing cocaine. Too many houses in my local life, lives are strange. And a man without a focus like drives me insane. Stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, broken in chains, but when I focus on reality, we broken in chains. Had a dream of living wealthy, making it big, over put bars over, took raw, and taking it big. And after all, my mama's thanking God for blessing the child. All my mama got to do now is to let it smile.
La 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 la
Yo, I gotta go back and change the statement that I made earlier in this. And I tell people, it is okay to acknowledge when you make a mistake. You do not have to be perfect all the time. You can actually say, you know what, I made a mistake. And the reason why I say I made a mistake, because I said at the beginning, when I thought about the song, I want you to hear this, and I tell people all the time, nobody knows you make a mistake until you acknowledge that you made a mistake. And I am a full acknowledger of that I made a mistake, and I did in this song. When I introduced this song, and I want you to hear it, I said it has two of my favorite artists of all time, and I have to change that because it has three. And I need you to understand, and I tell people all the time, when you do certain categories of music, you have to give. Matter of fact, I'm going to change Black history as world history, and I'm going to do a little history lesson, okay? Because that song wasn't just made from a Houston artist or Scarface, but he took and put Tupac and Johnny P on the same track. And if you don't know who Johnny P is, you better go back and listen to Do or Die. You better go listen to early 90s Chicago-based music. And listen, when I tell you this man is a hooks fucking genius, he goes up in there in the annuals, like he's up there with the Nate Dogs and things of the world when we start talking about hooks. I don't care about what you say about his verses and his rhymes and all the other stuff that he wrote, but his hooks in hip-hop are legendary. His runs on hip-hop songs and pop songs are legendary. And if you don't believe me, you better go ask Do or Die. You better go ask Twista. You better go ask Scarface, who wrote a legendary song with two legendary artists. And it was funny because I wasn't even going to do I literally reached out to the production manager, and I was like, hey, what are we doing for Black History, World History? Because we really didn't – like, I'm going to tell y'all one thing on this show. Like, some shows we absolutely write everything, and other shows we kind of pull back, and it's a lot more me. And Black History, World History, we were not prepared for this tonight, so that was a lot more of going to be me in this segment. And one of the things that I want to do, and I want to keep in mind, this is Soulful Sunday, so let's get soulful. And the reason why we keep it soulful is because we have lost touch with our Black history musical roots. I swear we have. Like, I'm listening to LL Cool J explain the other day, like, and I just want to, I'm going to get into some things because it's making me get back to my cultural reason of why we do this Sunday show. And LL Cool J was just nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and got in, and he is now a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member. And I heard people in the corridors, you know, saying different things about how does LL make it in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I had to explain to somebody, I said, here's what I want you to do. I said, this is what I want you to do. Do me a favor. I said, I want you to go find a musical genre in history that doesn't come from Black culture or Black civilization. You go find me just one. I'll take any one, because I'm going to tell you, when you get to any country and you talk about their musical instruments, I'm going to tell you there's a country in Africa who had already made that exact musical instrument. It just probably went by a different name. And it was hundreds, if not thousands of years before that country that came out with it had it. So if we're going to talk Black history, world history, let's talk about musical appreciation. There's not a genre of music that you have today. If you want to talk about, if you want to talk about boy bands today, boy bands run all the way back. If you look at boy bands go all the way back into quartets. When you look at quartets, yeah, they talk about all the famous quartets, but quartets really started because of barbershops. When you look at barbershops, that started really in the Black community. And I realized white boys wasn't really getting their hair cut back in the day like that. They had long, wavy, blonde hair. That's what they wanted everybody to believe they had. So they wasn't hitting up barbershops like that. The tapered fade wasn't their thing. Playing with the straight razor wasn't their thing. They just go to the straight razor to get their beard cleaned up. That's it. Come on, man. Play with somebody less competent. if we're going to educate ourselves, we have to educate ourselves. There's no way that you're going to sit here and tell me that LL Cool J motherfucking listen, Mr. Battle Rap himself. Like here's what people don't understand. I hear so many people talking about they are gods and legends of battle rap, but I'm just saying, say what you want to say, feel how you want to say. LL Cool J took on all challenges, and that's why he has the right to say that his microphone is Excalibur. If you don't understand the metaphors and the history, you better understand. Listen, when that dude put pen to pad, pad to pen, and got on that stage and did what he did against anybody, he was ready to go. Don't just look at the unnamed people he beat. You better go look at the Cannabises and the Cool Modis of the world and the Big Daddy Kings, who all thought they was getting ready to come after him. And he said, listen, I'm accepting all challenges. Let's go. That's why I said I can't respect a lot of rappers. I'm sorry. Like, if you want to talk musical appreciation, if you're not, I'm going to close with this. Because I watched something yesterday and it was disturbing. It was utterly disturbing. And I understand that some generations miss some correlations. But I was watching Kev on stage, and I love watching Kev on stage because he's the gospel. I just feel like he's the gospel version of who I would be if I was in gospel world. So I really love what he does. Shout out to my boy. Okay. But one of the things that they do is they do unpopular opinion, and the dude just was basically saying, one, either Prince was overhyped or he was trying to really compare Michael Jackson and Prince. And here's what people of younger generations need to understand. And I'm going to say this with respect and reverence to his age. He was younger, and he's a Michael Jackson fan. So let's clear two things before I kind of give my synopsis. One, he's a Michael Jackson fan. He has Man in the Mirror, which is actually my favorite Michael Jackson song, tattooed on his arm. So I understand his reverence for Michael Jackson. And I do understand the place and the time and the argument of where he was coming from. And I want to get this out quickly. If I run over and I go into our next little break, we'll play a small commercial clip and come back, okay? Because we don't have a sponsor for the 9:30 segment, so I can go over a little bit. That's great. So listen. As I'm listening to this dude give his argument, the thing that he said was, I didn't see the hype with Prince. And he said, well, Michael Jackson's probably the better singer. Yes, maybe. No. I don't agree with that statement and argument, but that's him. My argument to that was Michael Jackson had more popular songs, but Prince, to me, was a better singer. He had more range, more control, more tonal range control, if you understand that from a musical standpoint. But Michael Jackson was very, very good. I mean, I'm not taking anything from either one of them. I mean, it's like rating your favorite versus your favorite. Really, they are my favorite. But when he said he didn't understand why Prince culturally was significant, first of all, Prince's stance in becoming the symbol and going up against the music label, for anybody who's fighting to have their masters, who are trying to get the distribution deals to own their masters, you literally have to thank Prince for that. Direct fight against the music industry for any rapper that you feel like you want to celebrate, whether it's Jay-Z or anybody that comes down any form when it comes to black people and music and having complete ownership and said so ownership of their stuff, you better go understand who Prince Rogers Nelson is. That's number one. Number two, you don't even culturally get the Jordans if Prince doesn't go back and help Jordan redesign the shoe, because the original shoe that Jordan took to Nike was garbage. And Jordan went and solicited the help of Prince, and that's how you now have the Jordans. Go ask the great one himself, the GOAT. Like, I just don't understand. Like, if you don't culturally have the information and the understanding to make a said claim about who someone is in history, shut the fuck up. Like, I'm so tired of these biased opinions. And then the last one I'm going to hit on, and then we're going to take a break. And matter of fact, I am going to, in honor of my homegirl, Tiffany Lanier, we was talking about this guy just the other day. And people literally said that this guy literally, and I'm not saying this to be disrespectful. This is probably one of my favorite songs of all time. I'm going to use this song as a commercial break real quick. But this is one of my favorite songs of all time. My homegirl, one of my oldest friends out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, Tiffany Lanier, we was having this conversation, and she did this on Snapchat, and it was the Too Legit to Quit dance and whatever. And just she was like, this is my favorite goofball friend from my childhood because we always did silly, goofy shit together. But I was having a conversation because VH1 said that MC Hammer was a one-hit wonder. And I am so tired of white media America trying to depict culturally what success was, because Too Legit to Quit is not a one-hit. You Can't Touch This, Your Sweetness. I mean, his second album alone is just synonymous with just greatness. But I'm so tired of outsiders getting to depict our culture. So I'm going to be a gatekeeper of our culture. So please, if there's an unpopular opinion that you've heard that deals with our culture from a cultural standpoint, please bring it to my attention so we can address it on the Big Bap and Friends show, because I do believe that black history is world history, and we must educate those on our history so they can properly appreciate our history when they go talk to other people. Because culturally, if you don't know what they did and why they did it, then please stop talking about what they did, okay?
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and move on. All right, all right. I had to play that one, y'all. Y'all don't understand. I have an affinity for that man. That man does not get the credit that he actually deserves in hip-hop, but that's okay. So y'all know what time it is. It's time for us to do what we always do. Dwayne here? Oh, I thought the production manager said Dwayne was here. I was about to get excited. Y'all know I like talking to that fool, boy. Anywho. All right, but let's get into our favorite part of what we do, and that is, it is what day it is. So let's get to it. What day it is, brought to you by all this chocolate right here that's on your microphone. Today, 11-14 November, Sunday, is National Spicy Guacamole Day. I mean, I was good until they put the word spicy in there. Today can be National Guacamole Day, but I don't think we need to have a preference in spicy and non-spicy. Just Guacamole Day. See, this is one of those ones where I say they got too many words. Somebody was being too fucking extra in this one. Bring it down a little bit. It's okay. We're going to celebrate Guacamole Day. I like some good guac. Now, if you got, listen. I tell people like this, if you're going to give me some good guac, don't go buy no shit out the fucking store. I need you to hand make that today in front of me. That's guacamole. That shit y'all buy in the store, I don't know what the fuck that is. I wish a motherfucker, listen, let me tell you something. People be like, oh, we're going to go to this nice, fancy, whatever, whatever. And then they start breaking out fucking bowls. Bitch, that's not fucking fancy. Going to fucking Publix to go buy some pre-made shit ain't fucking fancy. The next motherfucker invite me to some shit like that, I'm going to just throw my plate on the fucking floor, and I'm going to walk the fuck out. See, this is why nobody don't take me nowhere. I'm sorry. I got a little excited. Ooh, today is National Pickle Day. It's funny because I actually made some pico de gallo the other day. And I've been putting that shit on everything. I made the house one, and then I made my own because I like mine with mangoes in it. So I made one without mangoes for everybody, and then I made one with mangoes for myself. And baby, when I tell you, like the wife made some coleslaw. Okay, I'm not gonna be fat. We're gonna get back to the show. We're gonna get back. Yes, just today is National Pickle Day. Pickles are good. Things pickled are great. Today is also National Family Pajama Day. No, we're not doing that. Listen, we have a rule in my household. We will not be in anything like of same. We can do superheroes. Yes. Same superhero? No. Same color pattern? No. Same style? Probably not. Shout out, listen, let me tell y'all something. Shout out to the couples who can do the same item and go out and dress like twins and all that good shit. Shout out to y'all. I love y'all. I am not envious of y'all by no stretch of the imagination, but I'm going to tell you right now, for all the women in the world that need that, had I been single on the market, I wouldn't qualify to be in a relationship with you. Like, just real talk. I'm going to tell you right now, that's absolutely going to turn me the fuck off. Like, I never wanted a twin. Like, I am so happy that my mama had four girls and I was the only boy. I never wanted to see any other version of me the same age or close to the same age as me. Fuck that. Fuck y'all. So that's just weird. Anyway, and then National Seatbelt Day. I mean, I'm for safety. I believe in being safety. If you actually need safety, it's funny because this is actually a fucked up self plug, but it's all good. If you have any safety or security issues, you could definitely hit me up at Global Guardians Security Firm. We will be more than happy to help you out. I will put the website and everything on DJ's Roundtable, and you can follow us there. There, because that's going to be a big thing for us going forward. So yeah, let's do that. So that is all of our days. I don't know if there's any other ones. The production manager didn't give me anything else on that. So if you want to get ready to talk about this topic that we're getting ready to talk about, we're getting ready to do birthdays. But when we come back out of birthdays, we're going to get into our main topic for tonight. So if you really want to really kick it with us tonight, you can come in and you can join with us. The topic tonight is, do you enjoy knowing someone is masturbating to the pictures or the videos that you have sent them? That is the topic we are going to get into tonight. So we're going to come back. This song I'm getting ready to play, if you know me, this is one of my favorite songs. I'm not really a fan of the person. I tell people all the time, like, I separate people from music all the time. Like, when I hear certain songs, I don't care how I feel about you. It's the song, and it's the connection that I hear with you with the song. I don't really care about you as a person. Like, Teyana Taylor doesn't really excite me, but she has a couple of songs that I can really feel her whole passion and soul in some of those songs. So, like, I get the vibe with the song, but as an entertainer, I'm cool. I'm not excited. That's me. Other people, I'm telling you, there were people who would sit on this show right now who would almost fight me if I said those words to them, to their face. So I say that because I want you to understand there are always going to be people that you love, that you support, that you believe in, and that is not anyone else's decision and or right to tell you not to believe in what you choose to believe in. What I tell you is learn about what you want to believe in so you can make a sound decision and understanding. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
I just wish that I could hold you while you're slipping through my fingers as I'm playing the piano. What is that sound? It sounds so beautiful. And I just wanna be close to you, close enough that I can feel you. I'm already wondering where you are. It sounds like it's coming from my door. Is it I?
Y'all know I'm getting in the mood tonight. Y'all ain't gonna get me there. All right, we got to do birthdays, y'all. That is what up, what up, what up, what up. It is birthdays time. It is birthdays time. It is birthday times. Do you know what today is? Look, for people who get mad at people for saying happy anniversary versus happy birthday, happy anniversary actually was the first thing before we had birthdays. It was you celebrated the anniversary of your date. And then we came up with birthday. But understand, they are synonymous. They are one and the same. They are interchangeable words. So stop being mad. Like, sometimes I feel like people be trying to just be mad. All right, so we're going to start with, go back to the 12th and we'll work our way through the week. So we have Pamela Jones. I don't know who she is. Sorry, I just don't know who she is. We have Omarion, of course, you know, Mr., you know, like to always dance in the rain and shit himself. Tevin Campbell, I mean, last night I, come on, who don't know who that is? Come on, man. We got Russell Westbrook. I mean, come on. Bro, first of all, the nigga is a meme. Like, bro, like, come on, that's Russell Westbrook. Give it to him. Whoopi Goldberg, let me tell y'all something. For those of you who are younger, what I need you to do to get a true appreciation of Whoopi, I need you to go sit down with some people between the age of, like, 30 till about 50 and just sit down with them and watch some old Whoopi Goldberg movies. And when I tell y'all, y'all are going to, one, understand, Whoopi was a very beautiful and attractive woman in her youth. She's still a very beautiful woman today, and she ages gracefully. I love it, number one. Number two, you are going to understand that she was a very talented actor. Listen, I have cried more times watching Whoopi Goldberg perform than probably any other cinematic figure, because how she does her roles from just from a conceptual standpoint, they always connected with me. They may not connect with you, but they connected with me. They, like, her roles and the types of movies that she chose to do in her youth, they damn near punched me in my face, and they made me think about myself. They made me do a lot of introspecting things. So shout out to Whoopi Goldberg. I love you. That is a true queen among queens, and I'm going to give her flowers while she is alive. All right, let's keep it moving. We got Monique Coleman. I don't know who that is. Asia Hines, I don't know who that is. We got Mr. Ron Artest himself, Metta World Peace. I'm going to go by his mama call him Clay, I'm going to call him Clay. All right, shout out to Metta World Peace, though. We got Sony Siza, I don't know who that is as well. We got Reverend Run, of course, you know, you got to know who that is. Shaheen, yeah, again, don't know who a lot of these people is. Deshaun Hand, again, don't know who that is. Oh, I know who that last one is. That last one is going to take us to our quick commercial break. Now, I ain't even going to play nothing of his. Like, that he'll take me all the way out my element, man. Shout out to Boosie Badass, man. Like, happy birthday, Boosie. I love you, and you confuse me at the same time, so I don't know. Let me say this. When you dealing with something, understand, it is okay to accept things exactly how they are. Like, it is okay if you like something. Like, I tell people all the time, when it comes to Kanye West, musically, I think that man is a genius. Everything else, I'm not too sure of. I got to hear him, I got to hear him talk it out. Like, I need 30 days of Kanye to actually understand if I'm going to go with that particular message of Kanye, because Kanye doesn't always come out clear and concise. Had to take Kanye in bits and pieces. I just don't know that nigga like that, and I don't trust him. He's dangerous. Like, if that's not your assessment of Kanye, hey, you're a different type of crazy than me. It's okay. Like, I would trust Busta Rhymes before I would trust Kanye. I'm just saying. Like, you know, I would trust being in the OK, you know, corral with, you know, a nine on my side, knowing that everybody else got a nine on their side, than actually being somewhere unarmed with certain people. So, you know, it is what it is. Take it as it is. I'm not going to tell you how to see life, but Boosie is just one of those people. I love Boosie, but Boosie confuses me. I understand where he comes from. I understand everything that he's been through. But then his adaptations on reality, because he has money, I just could never fathom doing. So, and I'm not saying that I wouldn't do those things if I had his money. I just said I couldn't fathom. Understand, I tell people all the time, words matter. When I say fathom, I couldn't see me doing it. That doesn't mean I haven't seen it. I just said I couldn't see me doing it. I'm not judging you. You got to stop learning how to take things and say, oh, that person judged me because they said what they said. No, this is not about you. It's about me. I can't respect some things that come out of certain people because I just can't see me doing it with or without the money. It's just some things you got to understand. All right, so with that being said, hey, we're going to go to a quick commercial break and just take me as I am. We're going to go with the queen. That's not what we wanted. We wanted that. Let's go with this one.
She's been down and out, she's been wrong.
wrote about, she's been talked about constantly. She's been up and down, she's been pushed around, but they held her down in NYC. She has no regrets, she accepts the past. All these things they help to make she. She's been lost and found, and she's still around. There's a reason for everything. Yeah, you know I've been holding on. Trying to make me weak, but I still stay calm. Put my life all up in these songs. Just so you can feel me, you can just take me. As I am, as I was, as I was. She's older now, yes, she's wiser now, can't disguise her now, she don't need no one telling her what to do and say, no one telling her when to be. She's on solid ground, she's been lost in time, now she answers to people, and she's positive, this is not the end, ask me how I know, cause she is me,
yeah,
no, I've been holding on.
That album came out, but baby, I was readjusting my life. I was going through divorce. I was going through being in new countries. I was isolated. Like, I was, like, when that album dropped, like, that, listen, y'all don't understand. I'm going to be real transparent real quick before we go into our main topic. That album right there, I may have cried at least two or three times in my life. Just like letting that whole album play front to back. Like, that album is one of those albums, like, when you, I mean, hell, the title of the album itself should tell you enough. If you don't know what album that is, you don't even deserve to really even call yourself a Mary J. Blige fan. So let's establish that first. This is not for the modern, I'm just going to casually drive up and, like, listen to some Mary today. Like, this is people who know Mary all the way back since, you know, me and Mariah, like, we got to go all the way back. Like, we got to go back. Like, we got to go back to her and Meth on the building and stuff. Meth coming around with the crooked eye with the cops. Like, we got to go back. We got to ask, what's the 411 if you're going to really say you a fan of, like, Mary? Like, we got to go all the way back to the beginning, and we got to go through her whole life with her, because we went through her whole life with her. Like, before social media, Mary J. Blige is like one of those celebrities that you can say that you saw her whole life, good, bad, or indifferent. And that woman persevered, and she continued to work hard at her craft, and she continued to get better at everything that she did. And I mean, I'm one of those people, I believe in giving people their flowers. Like, and there's certain people that I just believe in hip hop who, I don't care what the accolades are. Like, it's not about sucking dick or kissing ass. Like, they just deserve the accolades. And Mary J. Blige is one of those. And so, like, that album right there, for me personally, got me through, like a really dark time in life. Like, you know, like, when you don't know what's next. That can be like the scariest time in life. Like when you have been doing something forever, I mean, just chugging along, it's worked, it's successful, and then all of a sudden, like, the umbilical cord is like cut right there. You just got to go stand out there and get out of the ocean, stand on this foreign land by yourself and go get it. I've done that a lot of times in my life. And I tell cats all the time, it's easy to be gangster when you got 1,000 niggas that's marching behind you. But can you go to a foreign land? And that can be any foreign land. Foreign land is not a place you wasn't birthed at and grew up and spend your whole life being easy, acclimated, and accustomed to. See, that's easy to do. It is hard to go step out and go have conversations with people who don't think like you, who don't believe like you, who don't understand like you do, and convince them that it's okay to do it their way and for you to show them something different. That is difficult to do. People are stubborn, y'all. And that's what we do. That is what I specialize in. I help people get outside of their comfort zone. And we're not going to do it in a disrespectful way. We're going to do it with all the rules and all the parameters and all the things that you set up. That's why when people say, Donald, how do you do what you do? I said, it's easy. What do you want to accomplish? Anyways, enough about me. Let's get into this topic, y'all, because I got some very interesting feedback on this topic. And I'm going to go with, I'm going to break down the top three answers that I got from this conversational piece that I put out there. So let me go pull up the three different responses that I got, because they were funny. Like I didn't realize how really ignorant the people that I know are. But my people are completely just stupid for no reason. So let's see. So the first one's response was, no, I just don't see the point in it. And I want to say, who asked what question? Okay, so let me send it to the production manager, because I want to make sure that I give her what it was. If she can't post that, but she can reword it. So here's the actual question, because I sent this to about 40 people and I got about 10 responses, but I want to give you the top three resounding answers that came in. Okay. So, ladies, does it turn you on knowing a guy is masturbating to your picture? Is the exact question that circulated. Okay. So the first response, which was the response that even in doing my research, it said that you're likely, if you ask this question, you're likely to get a 40 to 60 percentile range of this response being no. And the reason being is because in almost all countries, you get about a 40% return almost any country of no, that doesn't do anything for them, whatever, cool, I don't even send pictures, I don't even do it. Like it's in some way, shape, form, or fashion, the answer is just a straight some way no. That's in 40 to 60% of all women across all cultures, and that's not just the United States. Now, there's another 40 to 60% that has varying answers of yes, is what I wanted to focus on. Because if you say no, what's the fun in no? Like I tell people all the time, I don't like really addressing people who like to use the word no a lot, because no just means you don't want to have fun. You're not interested in trying anything. The word yes means you're interested. Let's talk about this. Let's make this work. How can we do this? So yes, people. But the reason why I like the no answers is because the no answers were very suffice. And some of the women, it was mostly saying the biggest response with the no is, if I'm not physically there to do it with them, then what's the point? And that was the biggest reason, like that was the strongest, most resounding reason for the no. Like, I mean, why, like, does it turn me on knowing? Nah, I'm good. Like, I just sent it because he asked. Like, even with the no's, even for those who, like, yeah, I still send the videos in the picture, it was more because he or she asked. Because believe it or not, one of the things that I found in doing the study, even in the LGBTQ community, gays ask for pictures a lot, too. And I'm just saying gays because I don't know all the individual bubbles to check and go down every one because I don't want to hit. But I'm just going to say when you go down the elemental P scale of all of them, the first thing they get hit with is porn. Like when they go to jail, like it's always child porn. So I'm just like, yo, like I don't get it. Like how do y'all always go to jail for child porn? Can we get something else? So that was that. That was the resounding, most overwhelming response. In my poll, I would say it was 70-30. Again, 40 people polled, 10 responses. Of those 10, 7 was yes, 3 was no. So, again, I wasn't too far off of that general 60-40 split. You know, again, had 40 people responded, we probably would have been closer to that 60-40 split that you generally get. So for those that said yes, and for those who believe yes, here's my question. Why do you agree? Why do you disagree? It doesn't matter. Production manager, let me ask you a question, and I'm not going to put you out there. Just internally, what's your response? I'm not going to put your response out there, but just internally, just send me your response. Are you a yeah or a no person on that? Because it's interesting, and if you're interested in calling in, the number is 563-999-3090. You can call in live to the show if you want to go deeper into this topic of conversation with me. Feel free to chime in. And then from another aspect of another question that I would love to get on from a secondary response is, fellas, how do you feel when it comes to you sending out pictures? Does it turn you on? Like, it's funny because I feel like sometimes when we look at certain aspects, I don't think people really get the other aspect of it. Like ladies, does it turn you on, whatever, because the reason why I feel like that question is more geared towards women that way is because, like, I feel like there's a underlying pressure daily for solicitation of sex from women. But women, like, this is my question secondary for ladies as well. Like, when you ask for pictures and or videos, what are the responses back like for y'all? Because, baby, listen, I could tell y'all some straight dick fishing stories. I got a lot of female friends, and when I tell y'all, like, hey, dude's been photoshopping penises since the invention of the internet. I'm just saying, like. Baby, listen, that has definitely been a thing. So let's see. I guess we do have fans listening. So we have a couple of answers. Let's see. Got a couple of, let's see. So we're now up to 15 answers now. And we have more yeses now than no's. Considerably, all 5 of those answers that came in were all yeses. So, see, my listeners are nasty. Y'all some little freaks. I knew y'all was gonna come out eventually. It's okay. It's okay to be a little freaky, because here's what people need to understand: our parents are acting like they didn't do dumb, risque stuff. So, some of y'all was born or birthed it right at or around the time that your mama and daddy got married. See, like I tell people all the time, Elizabeth was conceived before we got married. Elizabeth was conceived after I proposed. Like, you can take that however you want to take it. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know any other way you celebrate deciding to marry somebody other than having sex. I don't know how you celebrate that. Like, you fill that with like a fist bump, like, hey, I'm gonna give you a couple of elbows, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what it do, you know, hey, come over here, give me a chest bump, shorty. Like, when I be seeing all that dumb shit, everybody be like, yo, this the new thing, bro. I'm not like, yeah, listen, I broke up with a girl one time because she gave me dap. I promise you. Like, y'all think this is a joke. Like, she walked up to me. She was like, what a new shorty, and gave me dap. And I was just like, yo, so this relationship is over. She was like, yo, you petty as fuck. I'm like, yeah, I can never see you as a girlfriend ever again. And it was weird because I tell people all the time, one thing that I am about is being from North Carolina and being from the family that I'm also from. The men in my family, and if you ever get a chance to see my family, and say what you want to say, but the men in my family cater to the women of my family. Like, I can tell you right now, like my grandmother and my great grandmother, they've never owned a car in their life that I know of, and I'm 40. And I can tell you right now, I know my great-grandmother never owned a car when she died because she said it. And I've never seen my grandmother own a vehicle. Now, I'm not saying that she didn't when she was younger. I'm just saying I never saw it in my lifetime. And I've never seen this woman refrigerator be empty. I've never seen her want, and I've always seen the men of the family go show and take care of my grandmother, my aunts, whatever. I that's why when people be like, oh, family virtues and family values are dead and deceased. No. Men in my family take care of women. That's why I tell people all the time, baby, you don't want a man in my family. They busy. There's a lot of goddamn women in my family. Like, I need y'all to understand, there's a lot of women in my family. Like, boys are rare. The fact that I got three of them niggas and a little girl, whew, everybody's like, yay, somebody had boys. Listen, girls are rampant in my family. Them shits is like a virus. Like, it'd be like 13 girls to one boy. You're like, God damn, how many of y'all? Will somebody have a boy around this bitch? So, listen, you don't want no dude out my family. That nigga is busy. And then on top of that, them niggas end up having girls. So then they still be busy. Because I'm telling you, like, having a daughter is a – listen, having a daughter and a son is a different experience. I've literally learned this at two. My boys were quiet, self-sufficient. You could put on their little cartoons. They would sit down. My daughter at two, she is fucking up everything. Like, it's no with her all day long. But my boys is like, they come sit on my chest. Listen, everybody told me as a kid I was wide open. She's wide open. All right, so anyways, let's get back to this topic, right? Let's get back to this topic because, Pamela Jones. Okay, that was a really bad angle picture of her. I like her. I couldn't see her. The picture was bad that I had. Pamela Renee Jones, yeah, from Booty Call. Believe it or not, all those other movies after that, those were great, but her role in Booty Call, she killed that for me. Like that's my dog. And then she also killed The Wood. Like, those were two of my favorite movies that she was in. So, man, shout out to Tamla, man. So, anyways, let's get back to this question. So, does it turn you on? And yes. So, here is one of the reasons, and here was the most prolific. This reason, I was just like, yes, somebody said it, and somebody said it the way that I wanted to hear it. And it was, what's the purpose in doing it if I'm not going to be excited for doing it too? And I said, yes, because here's the thing. You know, it's one thing when somebody, like, you be like, hey, can I get a picture of you, and da-da-da-da-da. I know we talk internet talk, right? Like, we talk internet talk, or we talk sexting or whatever. because at the end of the day, let's have an adult conversation, because these are adults that we're on the line with you now. So, right. So let's look at this from a natural experience, right? So you're sitting here and you talking to Bay, and you at work and you've been having a great day all day, and you like, hey, shout out, you know, hey, listen, what you doing later on after work? And she like, oh, you know, I'm gonna probably go hang out with the girls and da da da. We're gonna probably hit up something da 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 and whatever. All right, that's cool, Sergeant. So I mean. So let me get a picture and see what you got going on at work right now. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, y'all girls, y'all go to work. It's a fashion show. Understand. If you work in a corporate setting with women who really, you know, about that life, baby, it is a fashion show. I don't know what jobs y'all have, but if you got a job that paid decent salary, bitch, you literally, Ralph Lauren can sit outside of some places and be like, boy, listen, I would have never thought to put my shit together like that. I'm just saying. So when you're dealing with these types of people, like whatever trash you're used to, don't look at the trash. Look at least middle class or above, okay? Because I don't know what you're used to. And I'm not saying that everybody's trash. I'm just saying I don't know what you're used to. But this is not for the hood rats or the thoughts of the world. We're talking about a girl who can actually decently do something with her life. Okay. Now that we establish our premise, okay, not to offend, but to establish a premise. Because a lot of y'all be having misguided conversations and y'all don't give a start place. So I want y'all to just have a start place. If that disrespects you and you feel some type of way, good. I'm not the person you should listen to because I'm not nice all the time. Most people don't like me to be nice. They kind of like it a little bit rough. Anyways, let's get back to the topic at hand. Let's go, okay? Because I really want to have this conversation. So y'all are texting and sexting or Facebook messaging or DMing through IG, however y'all chose to communicate for the day. WhatsApp. I mean, shit, nigga, it's too many fucking apps out here now for you to have a conversation with somebody. And that's the crazy part, like, I don't even understand. There's so many damn apps out here for y'all to be actually talking to people. I don't understand why y'all talking to fucking strangers. Nigga, hey, listen, which social platform do you use? Could I reach you on it and let's have maybe a conversation? Because, hey, you don't have to give them your direct information. But for y'all niggas to be talking to motherfuckers in, you are in New Jersey and you are talking to somebody in Palestine who has no intentions on really trying to make that jump to the United States unless it is to come be a martyr. Why are y'all really talking anyway? But anywho, let's continue to move it because, you know, maybe some of y'all just like the crazy. But getting deeper into this, why would you not want somebody to be excited? So you send that picture, and you're like, ooh, I'm going to go in the bathroom, and I'm going to pull out my nipple, and I'm going to just take a picture of it, and I'm going to send it to him, and I'm going to be like, oops, whatever, whatever. Like, however you do it, like, it's whatever. Listen, there's a lot of crazy things that go on in the workplace. That's what I tell people. I love working in corporate America. You would be surprised the shit that happens all day long. I mean, all day long. As I tell you, well, I'll be waiting for Valentine's Day, too, because that's the side piece national holiday to send shit to work. But anyways, let's continue to go. So that was it. That was the best answer that I saw for tonight was, why not do it? And then the other answer that I got is, not only after they get it, like, they was like, hey, can we act out something? Like, that was a strong number two after that. It was like, okay, after we do the little picture, whatever, whatever, let's act this out and make it, you know, make it something interesting and fun to do with. So that was what it was. That's what it is. I really think it's one of those questions where you're either strongly against it or the more promiscuous side of yourself says, let's play. And, you know, and there's nothing wrong with being in either stance. And you're going to be in different parts of that conversation throughout different parts of your life. No one person's always going to be for being open to that type of dynamic. And not all people are going to be close to that dynamic. But what you have to understand is you have to figure out how to make those dynamics work best for you. I mean, I think masturbation is really a lost is really a lost art, because I think we overdo masturbation now. You know, I think because of the proliferation of sex toys that we are overly, hyperly, you know, stimulated. I don't think that we don't leave room for the arousal and the touch and the subtle things anymore. But, I mean, each person is different. I mean, shit. Most adults aren't having sex, or they're not having as much sex as they claim they have. And I mean, their Instagram pictures may look like they're having a lot of sex, and their Snapchat videos may be looking like they might be fucking a lot. But contrary to popular belief, most people in America is having sex less than one time a week. So, I mean, I'm saying that's most people. So, I mean, let's be realistic. I mean, you might have a small period in your life where you might go through a whore phase where, like, you busting down guts. But most people, when you look at the duration of their lifespan, most people are not having sex as often as they would like to. Number one, there's too many things that interact with that. First off, most bitches got a 4-hour-a-week job. That most motherfuckers is fighting not to go back into the workspace, because at the end of the day, after 40 hours of being in home all day, they have an excuse to get out the house. It's hard to go 40 hours somewhere else, then come home and spend all those amount of hours traveling to get home, to then go get the kids, to then go home and do dinner and all that shit, to go back. Motherfuckers don't want to work that hard no more to have a nightlife. Nobody ever thought that they would be taxi drivers in their 20s and 30s, but now niggas can go be taxi drivers and make a decent living. So they like, man, nigga, fuck you and your 401k sitting in a suit telling me I can't be on my phone all day. Because one of the biggest problems in corporate America is two things. Americans want to be able to smoke weed and be on their phone all day. Like, I don't know how you get both of those to be able to work equitably for your company, but I'm telling you what they want to do. And I don't really see how you can have a problem. I'm moving on, because I'm going to go ahead and close out this show. Let's go ahead and get to the end. I'm going to wrap it up with these kind of nice little kind words. Because I want America to understand something, and I want Americans to understand something. I don't give a damn about your color, your ethnicity, your background. America has done two things. Its war on drugs got everybody strung out on pharmaceuticals, such as doper, whoever, whatever, whatever, whatever. But they did it through the war on drugs by getting everybody addicted to opioids. Cocaine and meth and heroin. And then once they got you going to the hospitals, they got you addicted on the prescription drugs. And once they got you hooked on the prescription drugs, then they got you hooked on different parts of the medical industry and the experimental sciences of surgeries. And so now everybody got astronomical butts and titties, and everybody's been cut on or whatever, whatever. And people get mad at me when I say I'm a naturalist, but I don't take an aspirin. I don't take a Tylenol. If you don't believe me, ask the people around me. No, people like, I'm not anti-vaxxer. I'm not anti-big pharma. I just don't believe in it. I don't really like foods that I don't make myself. I prefer to go to a Whole Foods stand, or go actually to a produce market or a fisher's market, or actually go out with the people and go get the food myself and then come back and cook it and enjoy it. I really am that person. That is my skill set on life. But we can't cheat whatever system and whatever lifestyle that we believe in. We can't cheat that lifestyle and then expect to all of a sudden ascend to the top because that we think that because we play Contra and we know left, right, up, down. I'm not going to give you the Contra. If you don't know Contra and if you don't know the code, that's not neither here nor there. There is no cheat code to life. It's luck, it's manifest destiny, it's opportunities, There's a, whatever word that you want to give it, there's the ability for you to get up, to go out there tomorrow and go do something. Whatever that catch of the day brings back and bears for the day, that's what you did. If you went out there and you sow nothing but destruction, defeat, hate, fear, narcissism, obsession, gluttony, greed, if that's all you focus on for your day, then that's what you're going to get back in life. But if you wouldn't got enough to take care of you and then to be able to help those around you, you'll see it. The benefit of it, it will show itself. You don't have to beg for people to see you. They see you more than you give yourself credit for. So with that being said, I hope some people find peace. I'm going to send this out because we opened it up with Goody Mob. I'm going to close this because this is one of my favorite songs by CeeLo's, actually. I'm going to play the whole song because we got enough time. If you want this song, I tell people you need to get this song and you need to re-listen to the verses of each one of those songs and go get the lyrics and go find it on YouTube and read it as he's saying it so you can read it in his voice and understand every word and every syllable that he is saying, because it is very, 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 very important to understand the words of what people say. So with that being said, I love y'all. Oh, let me do a couple of things that we got to do real quick before we get out of here. I'm going to put on sale the tickets to our first live show. It's going to be January the 19th. We'll be giving more updates on that. But that ticket will go on sale on my mother's birthday. So if you know what day that is the day that that ticket will be available for sale. I wanted her to be a part of what we do. That the tickets will be on sale for that show. That show will be in Boca at the Loft. We'll be giving you some more details about that coming up soon. And then we'll be having other show dates in other cities and times to be announced later on as we close out the winter months. But I just want to go ahead and put the first live show out there. And then also, by December 1st, tickets will be on sale for Body Empowerment. We will be announcing the lineup the show before tickets go on sale. We will be announcing the guest speaker lineup and then announcing locations and ticket sales on December the 1st. So just get ready for that. But again, like I said earlier, man, thank you for everybody who just believed in what we was doing and where we're trying to go with what we're about to do. And keep listening, keep believing. I love y'all. Wouldn't do anything without your support. But most importantly, don't be stagnant. Just because you accomplished something today, that doesn't mean there's not something that you can't go accomplish tomorrow. I'll holla.
In old fashioned, have I lost my passion for the pen? Isn't that lady life has been a lot less inspiring? To tell you the truth, trials and tribulation is very tiring. I gotta play a little game of gimmick and gunfire, and I'm not aspiring to be any lower or higher than. I get equal as into I again. I'm the truth, I'm complicated, I'm already but try again. I've got to die once to never ever die again. And what I believe within, I engrave it in my skin. And one thing that I ain't is the same without a sin. How could there be a now? now as there never was a then. That is undoubted since like the game without a yen. I am distinguishly deeper as opposed to the paper pen, and I breathe oxygen, and you run about oxygen. You stand and stand and still enough to feel the war spin. I'm beginning to smell the end and the path of the blowing wind. Hopefully I'm fortunate enough to spend forever with a friend. I'm slow dancing with destiny every day until then. When I first got my big break, I said that I would never bend and discredit my character to keep up or contend. And my belief these bass lines to create such a special blend. I am not like them at all, and I cannot pretend. I am not like you at all, and I cannot pretend. That shit was funky. Or compare comprehension. I'm in the classroom with my own. I'm too far gone for competition. Yet I'm never obnoxious with my obvious ambition. Perfectly imperfect is my dimension and definition. I engage my pantheist, the patient that bleeds for my intention. With honorable mention of God's divine intervention. I'm incredible, I'm inevitable, and there's no possible prevention. I'll holler and scream my dreams if I have your undivided attention. The power that be will be beaten into submission. And you will be able to see my revolution on television. You'll get an aneurysm fucking around with my head on collision. With the power to get you dead and have the dead risen. I remember when my development was arrested. I was doing time in my mind, misguided and misdirected. I was sick, so sick, if I spoke to you, be infected. Then my consciousness was cleared of all charges, and I came out corrected. Reinvented, refined, replenished, and well-rested. On a mission for a medium to manifest the thoughts I collected. After that, everything I breathed upon, I blessed it. I committed clouds of passion, and my soul was suspected. But it was thrown out of court, because of course the Creator and I connected. He told me to fear not, for thou art protected. Your life is being requested, and you are being tested. So make every attempt you can to expect the unexpected. Entirely extensive, technic expression eloquently, instantly, innovative, courageously creative. I'm driven, this God-given gift, it comes naturally to the native. Not the need for the dramatics or the systematics, simplicity strictly, science and mathematics, the mastermind of the mighty, mystical and magical moods, metaphors, manifest, masterpieces, thoroughly, theory, through the inner mind's eye, establishes the thesis of these innermost, insightful, intriguing interpretations of extreme intelligence. My common sense is no coincidence. Caution, competitors approach carefully. I'm able to see rare ranges of distance. I accept disrespect. There's no tolerance for negligence. Never, you'll forever feel the wrath of the pure and powerful poetry. Permanently, premeditated, political, critical, compelling, storytelling, defining desire, fate, killing the fire, brilliant, pro blackness, philosophical, psychological, willingly waging warfare, withstanding, commanding, demanding. The listener ear to hear without forcing, instead endorsing education. Equality, not hate, this revolution. Otherwise, say that mere words, but emotion, which is essential, influential, proving my people's potential. Militants, innocence, insight. Listen to God, been right. Since my birthday, I've been tight. Shit. I don't never hear nobody else say goddamn niggas from the South can't rhyme. Never.